Welcome to the Talent Development Hot Seat Podcast, the number one podcast for learning and talent development professionals. Now here's your host, Andy Storch.
Welcome back to the Talent Development Hot Seat Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Storch, and I'm excited that you're joining me today for my bonus Q&A conversation with Jennifer Butler, who is Director of Leadership Development at Elevance Health. And if you have not yet listened to our last conversation, the previous episode where we dove into the leadership development programs that Jennifer and her team have been building at Elevance, make sure you go back and check that out. If you were involved at all in leadership development, this is a great one to listen to because she shared everything from the analysis to how they thought about what they needed to build, what the needs were, how they went out and did an RFP to decide who to partner with, how they decided on build versus buy and the hybrid approach and the specifications they put in there, as well as the approach of bringing people together in person versus on demand and all of the mix that goes with that, all the way down to measuring impact. Very thoughtful approach to leadership development. So you want to make sure that you go back and listen to that. Today is our bonus Q&A conversation. And Jennifer, you've worked a few different places. You've had a pretty interesting career over the last million years. I've been working for quite a long time. That's a joke going back to our first podcast. But when you think back across your career so far, what's been one of your proudest moments or biggest accomplishments so far?
So the answer I always give, and I think I'll give this forever, was building something called the Accelerated Development Program at my previous employer. And so previously, I worked for Roche Diagnostics in the North American affiliate, so medical device lab diagnostics. And we had an opportunity. We needed to infuse some earlier in career talent into the business. And we historically had what we would consider entry-level jobs, but we were hiring people with 5 to 7 years of experience. And we didn't have a great on-ramp for folks to come in from straight from college or non-traditional students as well. So maybe somebody that did military for 10 years and then went and did their undergrad. And so I was able to work across the organization and create a new rotational program that allowed us in 3 years to build individuals, in 2 years, individuals that were able to perform at a 3 to 5 year level of competency within the organization. Why I love that story and why I still go back to that as being one of my proudest moments was there was a cultural shift. When I first started developing it and, you know, talking to senior leaders in the organization, I heard routinely from smart, capable leaders that I respected, Jen, nobody can come into a business for only 6 months and add value. And, you know, there was a part of me that was like, okay, watch, don't challenge me with a good time, right? Yeah. So that culture change and that ability to say, well, what if I gave them this education upfront? What if before you even met them, here's what they learned? How do we accelerate that? And so it wasn't just that we brought in these 10 new faces, but it was that the leaders working with them saw a different way of doing things.
Absolutely. And you have a reputation of coming in and making a big impact right away, obviously, but doing that lately at Elevance as well.
Yeah, I probably could learn to, you know, bide my time a little bit better, but it's just not in my nature.
No, not the way you roll. Okay. Other side of that, Jennifer, what's one of the biggest mistakes or failures that you've had in your career? And what did you learn from it?
So in my career, so you don't want to hear about like overuse of tanning beds in the 90s.
No, that would probably make for a good story as well.
Okay. Though. You know, here's the story I go back to, and I'll connect it to a leadership lesson. I started my career with Target Corporation. I was a business analyst, specifically in maternity clothing. And I made a mistake at one time doing something called a warehouse withdrawal. And I accidentally sent 967 pairs of lime green size medium maternity pants to one store in Arkansas. And, you know, if you think about your local Target store, they never have 967 pairs of anything.
Right. Yeah.
And so I learned very quickly the lessons of bringing a solution, not just a problem. It would have been very easy to go running into my leader's cube and go and, you know, hair on fire and panic. But I came with that solution. Here's what I discovered. Here's how it happened. And here's how I'm going to fix it. And the value of using the words, I messed up directly to the impacted party. So in this case, I called the store. I talked to their supply chain team leader, the person that was going to have to manage those 967 pairs, and said, I made a mistake. Here's how we can fix it. And I apologize because I wasn't the one having to manage through right. that on the ground. Right. And at that time, someone said to me, Jen, everybody makes their first $1 million mistake. And this isn't even a $1 million mistake.
Ooh.
And so that gave me that confidence of this is fixable. This isn't a career ender. And that's something I continue to tell people. Hey, everybody makes their first $1 million mistake. Even if it's a $25 mistake, yeah. it's still that thing that we can overcome and work through.
Yeah. You lose your light there. You have to like stand up and yes. move around or something.
I gotta wave my
conference room's like, you're not, there, you go. There it is. Jennifer, you've been working in talent development for a while now. What's a challenge that you see that a lot of organizations might be dealing with, the biggest challenge in talent development today?
So I think one thing we like to point to is that nobody has that money tree planted. But I think that's an easy thing to point to. I think sometimes it's about finding the space to try new things and look at and, you know, demo all the new technology. That's something I personally get caught up in, is worrying that I'm not connected with that enough. But then I really remember that the most successful solutions are usually found in taking a little bit of what you've done and adding a new flair, adding a new element, not boiling the ocean. And then I think we have to find a way to tell a compelling story so that people will show up. And that they're not going to automatically trust that your 2-hour change management workshop or my 6-month high potential solution is going to change something. Mm-hmm. And so when we outperform, we make evangelists of individuals. And so one of the things I always look at when I'm building new solutions is the way I'm going to overcome my challenges is when people, leaders, et cetera, are fighting for seats in my programs or fighting for the talent that comes out of my programs. And so I think the biggest challenge is still one that everybody's grappled with for a long time, which is defining our story and making it compelling to the people that are listening.
Is there a trend you're following that you're excited about in talent development right now?
I really love all the things I'm seeing out there that are blending leadership development areas with maybe those things that were formerly practitioner-based areas. So you used to have the Scrum Master or the Agile team that sat over here, and that was for technical projects. But I'm working with my team right now, and we're using a Sprint and a Scrum Master and an Agile format to give our solutions, to create our solutions. I'm then putting those kinds of concepts into my leadership development solutions too, so that every leader can become, you know, a mini version of that agile practitioner. So I love those blends of, it's not just soft skills, and I'm not a huge fan of soft skills as a term, but it's not just soft skills. It's how do we blend that idea of, great, you know how to read a P&L. Let's also talk about how you tell a story about it. So those are things I get excited about.
What's a book or a TED talk that you've really enjoyed or made an impact for you or you often recommend?
Okay, so this is random, which if anybody listened to other parts of this, won't surprise them. This is not specific. It's not a TED talk and it's not a book, but I really like Mike Birbiglia, the comedian, has a podcast called Working It Out. And there is something about him and his guest working through their creative process in a really authentic way that inspires me and the work I do. The other thing I go back to time after time is, it's out on YouTube. It's The Mindset for Transformation, how to make the jump from incremental to exponential. It's from Mark Bonchek. It's a speech he gives or a presentation he gives. And at about the 14-minute mark, there's a demonstration using ping pong balls and mouse traps. And that is my leadership personality. It has to do with, how are you a catalyst? Where do you drop that first ping pong ball? I saw that video 6 years ago, and this is literally the third time I've talked about it this week already.
So. I love it.
It's made, not a TED talk, not a book, but those are two things that really jumped into my mind.
It's made an impact. Hey, you don't have to follow the rules here. It doesn't have to be. It's just a recommendation. I love Mike Birbiglia, by the way, those that don't know, you know, very well, sort of successful comedian, director, a lot of solo shows and storyteller. Yeah, really a well-known storyteller, started out on This American Life on NPR and then moved on from there. Jennifer, last question for those out there in talent development looking for ways to grow in their careers. What's one more piece of advice you would give?
Get to know your business. So get out there and understand the levers that your business is pulling. Understand what's important to your clients and to your stakeholders, and then figure out how to talk that talk when you propose your solutions and your advice. That credibility is going to go a long way.
Absolutely agree. Well, Jennifer, thank you again for coming on the show. I really appreciate you being here. It's been a fun experience. Always love talking with you, getting to share with people. Awesome as well. So thank you again. I look forward to talking with you more soon.
Thanks, Andy.
All right, that will do it for our bonus Q&A episode with Jennifer Butler. Hope you enjoyed that conversation. I love talking to Jennifer. I feel like we can talk all day about so many different things, not just leadership development, but life in general. We've had some good chats over the years, and so I hope you enjoyed that. She definitely brings a lot of thoughtfulness to the work that she does. She's starting to think, share more out there on the internet. I know she posted an article recently on LinkedIn about bringing adventure to leadership development programs. So go connect with her, follow her, check out her stuff. Make sure you're connected to me on LinkedIn as well, because I'm sharing content pretty regularly. Make sure you're subscribed to this podcast, that you're sharing it. Well, I don't have to tell you to share with others, but if you want to, if you feel so inclined, I'd love for you to share with others in the talent development space. I'd love for you to come check out our community that we run called the Talent Development Think Tank. We also have a conference coming up November 6th and 7th in Orlando. It's going to be just a phenomenal experience, really all about bringing people together for education, inspiration, and fun. It's the least boring conference in talent development, and I love running it, and I love all the connections of the people that happen there. It's intimate, it's fun, it's exciting. Come check it out, tdtt.us. Just click on conference, that's tdtt.us, and click on community or conference.